Hello, and welcome to The Motivation Mindset. I'm Risa Williams. I'm a book author of The Ultimate Time Management Toolkit and other books, and I'm a therapist here in Los Angeles. And this is a podcast about getting things done without all the stress. And if you'd like to work with me on getting things done, come join my Get Stuff Done Goals groups. The next meeting is April 19th. We have the Goals group at 9 a.m. and the Moms group, which is a time management group just for moms, at 10 a.m. You can sign up at patreon.com/RisaWilliams at any time. You can also attend my Time Boundaries and Balance online class, which is also on Patreon. This class will save you hours of wasted time. So be sure to sign up at risawilliams.com or patreon.com/RisaWilliams. And in this episode, I'll be sharing a special tool which will help framework your day and get you thinking about what's really important to you. It's called the Two Questions. So now for another episode on getting things done without all the stress. I believe it's important for us to create a story of our day, and it's one way to segment our time and get a little bit more intentional about what we're doing for each segment of time throughout our day. It's a way we can redirect our focus to things that are important to us, that we value, and that we want to make time priorities. So, mornings are important. Often we're starting our day with something called a cortisol awakening response. And I call this jump-starting your day with stress. This is where you're waking up with a start. You're thinking, I have so much to do. How am I going to do it? And often it's you battling a flood of negative thoughts that are flooding your mind right from the get-go. So mornings are important in that I want to teach people to approach them in a more gentle fashion. A lot of the tools I do with people and that I've developed in my books are about being gentle to our brains. We are often not being very gentle at all to our brains. We're often doing the opposite, which is being very harsh and critical of our own brains, expecting our brains to retain a lot of information, and just really having unrealistic and unfair expectations of our mental capacity as we go about our day. So in the morning, one thing you can do is to form some kind of morning ritual or daily practice for yourself where you're letting yourself ease into your day without all the stress. There's something called the negativity neutralizer, which is a tool that I suggest people use. And all this is a mindfulness tool where we're watching our thoughts as we wake up each day. So as you're coming into consciousness from sleep, what are the thoughts that are popping in your head? A lot of times when I talk to people, they have thoughts like, I have so much to do, I'll never get it all done. And what I want you to start to do is notice these thoughts and just label them as they pop up. You don't have to try to change them right away. So at first you might hear a thought like that in your head and you pull back as a mindful observer and you just label that thought as harsh. You could say that's a harsh thought. I like to use the word harsh because for me, it doesn't cause any resistance when I say it to myself. You know, sometimes if you say, oh, that's a negative thought, there's a sense of feeling guilty about thinking it. And then you're just adding another layer, a secondary layer onto the already negative thought stream of I shouldn't think these thoughts. But if you label it as a harsh thought, it allows you to step back for a second and think, ooh, this isn't being very gentle to my brain. It's being a little hard on myself. How can I think about things in a gentler way? So then maybe you form a habit for yourself where you don't check your phone right away. Maybe you let yourself get a cup of coffee or move around a little bit before you launch your brain into your to-do list. So whatever this means to you in terms of how can I glide into my day in a more gentle fashion, some people I work with like to put on soothing music. Some people like to maybe step out onto the patio or backyard or porch and take a few seconds to take a deep breath and connect with things around them in the present moment. But it's about slowing down on purpose. We often wake up with a start and we think we have to rush into things, and it sets off this cascade of stress reactions in our body. So think about slowing down intentionally sit up, take a few deep breaths, let yourself come into your body and connect with your body in a gentler way. So then, after you've done your morning routine of breathing, getting ready, you know, maybe slowing down on purpose, eating with more intention and connection to the moment, when you're sipping your tea, maybe taking a second to just think about what you're doing and feel the sensations of it, that's another way to slow down time a little bit. So again, we're deliberately taking a second to slow things down by connecting with our senses. Then we can start to think, how do I want to approach the next segment of time ahead of me? So one of my power tools is ask yourself this question. The first question is, what do I intend to do today? Or what are my intentions for today? Intentions are very powerful when you start to use this language. It will change the way you're approaching things. We often say things to ourselves like, I have to do something. I need to do something. I have to do something. And already that feels like we are not in control and we're not making a choice. But when we say, I intend to do these things today, we are taking back our own sense of personal agency. We're saying, I am making this choice to our brains. And as I've discussed in my books and on many episodes of the podcast, the words we choose are so important. The words we're saying to our brains matter. We often think we can get a pass and say a lot of harsh things to ourselves. We use harsh words. We use not fun words about things we have to do. And we think it doesn't matter because it's just me thinking it. This is a distorted belief. It does matter. The words you say to yourself affect you just like they would affect another person if you were saying those words to them. So start to become more mindful. It's not to make you feel like you have to be overly paranoid about every little thought you're thinking. That would be an unfair expectation to have of yourself. But you can start to shift things in tiny daily percentages to a more helpful place for your brain. So back to our number one question for the morning. What are my intentions for today? And then you would write out on a piece of paper simple intention sentences like, I intend to finish this page I've been working on of my book, or I intend to finish this work project by 5 o'clock today, or I intend to really slow things down and connect with my kids today because it's the weekend and I want to spend time with them. Whatever your intentions are, write them out on a piece of paper. And then, you know, you can go about organizing the rest of your schedule using other tools we've discussed on the show, such as time blocking, where you're looking at your schedule with the mentality of what are the next blocks of time and what do I need to accomplish during those blocks of time? And then you can use the task intensity meter, which I've talked about on many episodes of the show, and you can find in the Ultimate Time Management Toolkit. It's the first chapter of the book because I use it with so many people. And that is your rating tasks ahead of you based on how hard they feel for you to do, which seems really simple, but once you dive into it, it teaches you a lot about yourself and a lot about tasks you tend to avoid. So your rating task is high intensity, mid intensity, or low intensity. And then you're structuring your day to figure out when you have the best mental and physical energy to tackle those high intensity tasks. And it's a way, again, of being gentle towards your own brain and not expecting yourself to take on too many high intensity tasks in a row and think, do I have the capacity to take these things on right now? Or should I wait till another time during the day when it will be more helpful to do these things? So again, setting those intentions can set you up for a more positive experience throughout your day. It can get you a little more focused on what's important to you. Often the time ahead of us feels endless and vague and unstructured, even if we have jobs where it is sometimes structured for us with meetings and projects and this kind of thing. We're often losing sight of what's important to me to experience with my time today. And writing out those intentions will keep you remembering them throughout the day. And the more you can say them to yourself, the more it helps redirect your energy and refocus your attention on what you intend to do. And again, it's about creating a sense of personal agency, which is I am the one in control of my own thoughts, and nobody can change my thoughts except for me, and I'm owning that. And that can really turbo boost your self-esteem. As I talk about in the Ultimate Self-Esteem Toolkit, which is out now, this is a key component of self-esteem and confidence. That feeling like I can change things in the way I think, and this will have a big impact on my life and my emotional experience of time. So now that we've got the morning daily practice set up, our morning bookend, so to speak, and I call it bookends because I want you to visualize actual bookends. And then the experience of your day is what's in between. You can't start your morning without passing the morning bookend, and you can't close your eyes to sleep without passing the night bookend. And this is a way to put guardrails on your day and a little buffer there so that we're gliding out of work into rest mode at the end of the day. And again, coming into work mode from a gentler place in the morning. So as we go throughout our day and we get towards the evening and we've established a clear, you know, this is end of work time, then we can look at what do I want my night bookend to look like? What do I want to do to set my brain up for an easier transition? And often this one is the most difficult for people. A lot of this is due to the fact that we live in a culture where nonstop productivity is not only encouraged, it's expected out of a lot of us. So many of us have a lot of guilt and shame about allowing ourselves to rest. And this is something you really want to start to look at in yourself. Is this idea helping me? Can I allow myself to rest without feeling guilty? Can I allow myself to do nothing at night without feeling guilty? And can I give myself permission to take care of my body and brain each day as a regular thing I'm doing, as something I see as important and valuable? These are things you can journal about, but also just questions you can ask yourself as you feel those emotions coming up of, oh, but I really should check that email, or maybe I'll just push through and keep working on this. Check in with yourself. Say, how is my brain doing? How can I be a little easier on my own brain and show myself some kindness right now? So what are some practices you can do at night to transition out of this? Well, it's different for everyone, and you can play around with this, but you should develop a few steps. It's not an instant thing. Like, we can just shut our brains off from being overly focused to the details we have to manage each day. We need something that signals to our brain, hey, get up, you know, move around a little, maybe put some music on, maybe go outside, go for a walk. Something that signals to your brain, this is a transition into a different mental mode. So whatever that looks like to you, play around with it and then start to do it more consistently. So you're doing the same thing at the same time every day until you build that neural pathway that this is how I am signaling to myself that it is rest mode now. So here is the second question that I ask myself every day. So I have one in the morning. What do I intend to do today? And at night, this is the second question. It will sound really simple, but it's something I've been journaling about for many years, and it's brought me so much insight and helped a lot of people that I teach it to. So at night, after you wind down and do whatever it takes to get your body and brain into rest mode, you would ask yourself this question in a journal. What did I learn today? This question is so powerful. I know it sounds very simple. You know, you might hear it and think, well, I don't know if I want to ask myself that every night. You will gain so much insight from this, because what I want you to do when you write out this question and you answer it in your journal is to think about it in terms of time and what happened during your day and what you can take forward. So for instance, what did I learn today? Maybe you would answer something like, I learned that having 2 back-to-back meetings in a row at the end of the day is too much for me. I feel emotionally exhausted. Or I learned that if I don't take a lunch break, it leads me to a pretty stressed out and grumpy space. You're trying to look for little insight like this as though you're writing a guidebook for yourself. What did I learn and what am I going to take into the next day? So, doing these two practices can really help you over time. And like a lot of my tools, it's about consistency and doing it each week until it becomes a habit. So what I found from doing these two tools for a period of a year or longer is that I flip through my journal that just has these two questions and I start to see a lot of growth and insight. And sometimes I go through periods where I learn the same thing over and over again. It's like my brain needed to learn the same lesson about skipping lunch or putting too many high intensity tasks in a row many times before I start to have that insight of, I really need to do something differently. And this gives you a broader sense of time. It gives you a sense of your own progress. And you can kind of see where you're forming new habits as well. And that gives you a real boost of self-esteem and confidence that you are changing things for yourself one little step at a time. So I hope you've enjoyed these two tools. I'd love to hear if they work for you. And I hope you'll tune in next month for another segment of the Motivation Mindset Plus, where I reveal special power tools that can help tune up your daily mindset. If you're enjoying tools discussed on the show, please visit risawilliams.com. There you can learn about upcoming episodes, you can check out my books, and you can sign up for my Get Stuff Done Goals group. I'm Risa Williams, and we're out of time for today. Thanks for listening.